Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today, I want to continue talking about the Trinity. As I mentioned on previous broadcasts, the Trinity is the Father manifesting himself as the Father in the Son, Yeshua, and as the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in John 17, verse 11, that the Father is holy. It says in John 4, 24, the Father is Spirit. The Word says in Ephesians 4, 4, that there's only one Spirit. So he is the Holy Spirit. And we want to answer some more questions today that some people have who believe in the three persons. And go to Matthew chapter 3. We want to talk about the baptism of Yeshua. In verse 13, then cometh Yeshua from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I need to be baptized of you, and comest thou to me? And Yeshua answering said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of the Father descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. See, some people will try to make three persons out of this, but you have to understand that the Father is all present. And he can speak from heaven, still be in Yeshua. Here you have a man being baptized, the Father's in him, and you have the Father showing a sign to John the Baptist. There's no record of anybody seeing the sign but John that Yeshua is the Messiah. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Father was descending like a dove, not as a dove. In every account of this baptism, in the Aramaic, it's always like a dove, but the King James people put as a dove in a couple situations. And the Father's not a man, he's definitely not a bird. So this doesn't show three persons. It shows the Father speaking from heaven, being inside of Yeshua. Yeshua said the Father in me does the works. Yeshua is the Father manifest in the flesh. And the Father showing a sign to John the Baptist that Yeshua is the Messiah. Just to answer that question that some of you may have. Go immediately to Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Here's another question some people may have. In Daniel chapter 7 verse 13. And I saw in the night visions, behold, one like the Son of Man. Some people say this was Yeshua. Came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. They brought him near before him. Remember, there's only one sitting upon the throne. Revelation 4, there's only one sitting upon the throne. And was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. So here's a picture of the Father sitting on the throne, one like the Son of Man coming. So people try to say, well, that's God the Son going to God the Father. And as I mentioned, nowhere in the Bible does it say God the Son or God the Holy Ghost. Those titles are not even mentioned in the Word. The one we're going to see throughout eternity is Yeshua, and we're going to see the Father in the face of Yeshua throughout eternity. Okay, so this doesn't denote two persons. Because if you read in verse 21, I beheld, and the same made horn made war with the saints. Daniel had a vision, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. The Son of Man represents us possessing the kingdom. Now, I'm not talking about kingdom now. Kingdom now is a very dangerous doctrine. They believe that we believers are going to set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back. That's not what's being mentioned here. We have dominion only over Satan. We don't have dominion over the people, over the government. It's a demonic doctrine, and people have to be very careful. And sometimes people would name it, claim it, or in that type of thing. You have to be very careful what you're listening to, because we can't just go to the Word and claim something. See, they want to set up people like little gods, that we're like little gods, and that's a dangerous doctrine. Be very, very careful about that, because if we turn our flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, and he puts something in our heart, then we can claim that. But only then. It's just so important. Well, here he's, again, it's talking about the Son of Man representing us, getting this authority. That's what's pictured being here, that we get authority from the Father. And it's not that here's God the Son going to God the Father. It's just so important you realize that. And we've been talking over the fourth broadcast about the Trinity. And it's so important that you really go to your Father yourself and find out. Because this doctrine that three persons came from Babylon. We remember Semiramis was married to Nimrod. Nimrod died. She gave birth to a boy, to somebody else named Tammuz. And she said that Nimrod came back from the dead and fathered this child. Now, therefore, he must be a god. And they called him Baal. And she was the mother of God. And now Tammuz is called the son of God. And that three persons was brought into Christianity by Constantine in the 4th century. And you have to be very, very careful because he brought other junk into Christianity. And most people follow that form of Christianity based on Constantine. You have to be very careful. You have to seek the Father for yourself because the devil wants to split the Father up into three in your mind. So there's confusion and there's a mystery. You can't approach the Father properly. But see, we can worship him in spirit and truth. He's so powerful and so loving, and he wants to hear from you. He wants a complete worship, not a diverted worship. You see, just by the fact that the Father sent the Son, that doesn't denote equality, because the people who believe in three persons believe that there's three persons and they're all equals. The Father sent the Son, that denotes equality. And now the Son sent the Holy Ghost, that denotes equality. And it puts the Holy Ghost on the third, on the bottom. You see, it's terrible when we know the Father is the Holy Spirit. When Yeshua is saying, I'm going to send the Comforter, we know in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, that the Father is a Comforter. And he's the spirit of truth. We talked about it on the last broadcast. It's just so important that you realize that. But let's even review that in John chapter 15. Gospel of John chapter 15. But when the Comforter has come, in verse 26. But when the Comforter has come, in the Greek it says, which I will send unto you from the Father, not whom. See, the King James people try to fit the Trinity into different places in the Bible. We talked about that on yesterday's broadcast. But when a Comforter has come, which I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And in chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, you know there's only one Spirit, it has to be the Father. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. Again, he's talking about the Father, and shall show it unto you. And more proof right here. All things that the Father had of mine. When he mentions the Spirit of truth, he's talking about the Father, because there's only one Spirit. Therefore said I, that he will take of mine, and shall show it unto you. So important that Yeshua is saying this as a man, saying, I'm going to go, but I'm going to send the Comforter back to you, which is the Father, the Spirit of truth. You see, it's so important you realize that the Holy Spirit is a combination of the power of the Father with the intercessory of Yeshua. It even says in Romans 8 that we don't know how we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So we have the Spirit of the Father inside of us with that intercessory of Yeshua to intercede to the Father on our behalf. It's just important you realize that. And also, if you read in Revelation chapter 1, it just shows you that Yeshua is the Father. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 and 11, Yeshua is the Alpha and Omega. And verse 21, it says the same thing. He's the Alpha and Omega. And also in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, he's the beginning and the ending. Revelation 21, verse 6, he's the beginning and the ending. Talk about Yeshua. Revelation 22, verse 13, Yeshua is the beginning and the ending. Revelation 1, 8 and Revelation 4, 8, Yeshua is the Almighty. Revelation 4, 11, Yeshua is our Creator. Revelation 4, 8, and 21:7, Yeshua is our Father. Revelation 4:2, Yeshua is the one on the throne. Revelation 5, verse 5, and 22, verse 16, Yeshua is the root of David and the one who begat David. The Bible says in Revelation 22, verse 16, that Yeshua is the root and the offspring of David. He's before David as the Father, but he's from David as Yeshua, the man. And we talked a lot about the humanity and divinity of Yeshua. You have to read the scriptures with that point of view. When Yeshua said, the Father is greater than I am, he's talking as a man. When he sat down at the well when he was tired, that's his humanity. But when he told the lady, I can give you living water, that's his divinity. And Yeshua says, before Abraham was, I am. And the Father spoke to Moses, I am that I am. It's so beautiful when you know that the Father came in the body, Yeshua, and his body died for us. It says in Zechariah that the Father said, they're going to sell me for 30 pieces of silver. They're going to pierce my hands and my feet. That's Yeshua. At some point, you realize this, and you go back. You buy my book, The Mystifying the Trinity, has everything we talked about and more. I'll show you how to get the book later on. But just go to the Father about it. You can't base your life on traditions that are not in the Word. And your relationship with your Father is so beautiful and so powerful and so intimate, you don't want to be worshiping three people, which is, it gets confusing. Who do I pray to? Well, you go to the Father in the name of Yeshua. The Father that we're going to see throughout eternity is in the face of Yeshua, because there's only one sitting upon a throne, and that's Yeshua. So get my book. Pray about what I'm saying. Stop letting the devil cloud up your mind by this three-person things, and it's a mystery, and you can't approach it. You can't understand it, but we can understand the Father. We can't understand all his attributes, but we can understand him. It says in Romans 1:20 that the Godhead is clearly seen. It's not a mystery. Really go to the Father and start over and talk to him and get that tradition, that junk out of your life, and go to the Father. See what he shows you in the Word, and he'll confirm what I'm saying. Of course, we talk about the simplicity of Yeshua. See, the little children knew who Yeshua was. They sang Hosanna to Yeshua, which is a term that can only be applied to the Father. And Thomas was the first person to see who Yeshua really was. Peter called him the Son of God. And he said, you're my Lord and my God. You're my Yahweh and my Elohim. See, how do people see Yeshua? Some people think he's just a rabbi, a teacher. Some people think he's the Son of God. Some people think he's God the Son. But he is the Father manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you enjoyed these messages, this series. But go to him in prayer. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now, Father. Minister to them. Give them a healing deliverance touch. Do a miracle in their lives, Father, where they need it the most. And help them to study what I said. Go get my book and read it and study. And go to you, Father, and you'll confirm what I said. And I thank you and I praise you, Father. Let them worship you in spirit and truth, Father. And we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor for what you're doing, Father. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I've written three books, Seasons, Noon, and The Mystifying Trinity. And everything I mentioned on this broadcast and three others was from my book, The Mystifying Trinity. You can get these books by calling me. First of all, we're going to sell you these books at our cost, which is only $5. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. You can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. And if you have any questions about what I'm talking about on any broadcast or messages on my website at henrywalker.org, just give me a call. I'd love to answer them for you. So in closing, these past four messages about the Trinity are so very, very important. And I encourage you again to get my book, The Mystifying Trinity. Because in this book, I also mention some of the titles of the Father. For instance, he's the Almighty. It means there's no other mighties around. He's our finisher. What he starts, he will finish in our lives. He that began a good work in us will complete it unto the day of Yeshua. He's our breaker. He's the Father of the breakthrough. Don't look to any man to give you a breakthrough. Look unto him. He may use people, but he's the Father of the breakthrough. He's the Father of complete reversal. He'll reverse the curses that are in your life. He's the renewer of our names. He's our repairer. He's our controller. He's our architect. He's our blesser. He's the great I am. As long as we turn our flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, he'll be the great I am in our lives. Whatever we need him to do in our lives, he will do it. As long as he has complete access to any part of our lives. So remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you, your Father, than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for